Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Monday. We've got a lot of good things to talk about this week, and we're kicking the week off with an amazing show. First, we're going to talk to a fellow named Pablo Kelly about his experience with the ketogenic diet and treating a form of a brain tumor that he has been diagnosed with. This is going to be exciting, and I'm going to explain why I'm doing these shows in just a second. Then, back to the future, tapping into ancient grains for food diversity. Grains get a bad rap, but maybe there's some grains out there that deserve your attention. And then we're going to talk about MIAT, mate cells, are activated during human viral infections and what we can do now that we know that. So my first guest is Pablo Kelly. How you doing, Pablo?
Not too bad, thanks. It's really, really hot in England at the minute.
I need you to get just a little closer to that mic like you were before, Pablo.
Yep.
Okay, so I want to make an announcement. So we've done lots of shows over the past 11 years about the science behind the ketogenic diet, from everywhere, fat loss, now even treating things like Alzheimer's disease and so on. And whenever we start talking about the ketogenic diet and cancer, as we do when Dr. Dominic D'Agostino comes on, or Thomas Seyfried, or many other people who now get it, that cancer is a metabolic disorder, there's always the scholars, I'll call them, out there that go, well, not all cancers depend on glucose. And my frustration with that statement is twofold. Number one, there's a flip side to that statement. A lot of cancers depend on glucose. I mean, I love people who just want to be so smart and so, present themselves as being so tied to the science that whenever you talk about keto and cancer, they go, well, not all cancers depend on glucose. Okay, great. But a lot do. So let's leave it there. But more importantly, we could have a tug of war about the science from now until the cows come home. But people with cancer don't have the luxury of time. They're searching for answers, and they're searching, more importantly, for a way to get rid of the cancer or sequester it without losing control of their lives. If you have never been in this situation, you can't imagine, I can't imagine what it's like to live day in and day out with the persistent reminder that you may be dying, and medical orthodoxy has zero solutions for you. So when we talk about keto and cancer, we're going to be doing a lot of interviews moving forward, because what I propose to do is do maybe 100 different interviews of people who have changed the trajectory of their cancer and the outcome of their health using the ketogenic diet, and we can string those together. Instead of having N equals one situations, we'll have 100 people who have had success, and then maybe we'll get the attention of somebody out there within the mainstream cancer community. In the meantime, we fight. So, Pablo, I learned about you because of an article in the Daily Mail. Tell your story. When were you diagnosed with a very rapidly growing brain tumor called a glioblastoma, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Get close to that mic. I need to be able to have the audience hear you good.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. It was end of the summer, 2014. I was just working at a plant center, so, you know, like working in the sun all day in greenhouses, exposing myself to strenuous exercise. And I started experiencing lots of migraines, lots of kind of auras of migraines and things like that. And one day I just went to take a sip of water because I was really dehydrated, and there was like a crunch in my neck, and I almost fainted, almost collapsed. So I kind of went home, went to my doctors because I thought, you know, there's something seriously wrong here. They just said it was a migraine disorder. You know, they couldn't really tell me what was wrong. My BPR, my heart rate was fine. Everything was fine. So I went back to work. I carried on working in the heat for about a week, and then it happened again. But this time it was more of like a brain thing. You know, something clicked in my brain, and I just couldn't work. I couldn't stand. All my senses were a bit skew with. So I went back to the doctor and I just said, you know, I want a CT scan because this is quite scary. You know, this has been kind of ongoing for the last two weeks, 3 weeks. So I went and had my CT scan. Even then, after having that, they just said, it's probably a migraine aura. Even though they looked at the scan, it was like a hazy patch in my brain. I went home thinking, great, you know, no cancer, nothing. It was just a scare, you know, something random. Went back. Actually, I got a call about 2 days later saying, really sorry to bother you, Pablo, but you have to come back for an MRI scan because we believe that you do have a tumor in your brain or some sort of lesion or, you know, like an abscess or something in your brain. So, you know, like just 2 days later after getting the all clear,
right.
I get devastated, my life pretty much goes on hold.
How old are you at this time in 2014?
27 now.
27. Okay.
I sometimes forget because I don't like perceive time as it is anymore.
So you were 27 in 2014 when you were diagnosed.
Oh, no, sorry. 2014, I was 25.
Okay, so 25 when you were diagnosed. Okay.
Yeah.
So you go back and they verify that it is, in fact, this type of tumor that's very fast-growing, right?
Initially, they just say, you know, it definitely is a tumor from what we can see. It's got all the right kind of patterns, whatever. But we don't know what kind, so we'll book you in for a biopsy.
Okay, so you go in, you get your biopsy, they confirm that it is, in fact, glioblastoma, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so what do they tell you now? Like, what is the standard of care?
What they can offer you is chemotherapy, the temozolomide, which is the leading drug at the minute for, you know, brain tumors, cancer, everything, really. And a course of radiotherapy as well, which would be 6 weeks of nonstop radiotherapy with, like, Sunday for a rest. Chemotherapy every Saturday, I believe. So just for me, it already sounded like a painstaking process where I don't get to live. I'm just indoctrinated into this system where there's no escape.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I was distracted because there are people on Facebook wanting to know in the UK when the interview is on, and it's on right now. But anyway, I just posted it on your wall. So. You did. I'm sorry for having to ask this. You did, in fact, undergo chemotherapy. Or you did not.
No. I totally. Okay. I said I want to go and inform myself of the other possibilities, and I want you to give me statistics of survival for my age group. And they said there's no actual survival statistics for any age group. It's just generally, you know, 15 months with chemotherapy, and that's not guaranteed, and we can't guarantee anything, basically.
Right.
3% survival rate over 5 years, that's with chemotherapy. There's no standard, you know, statistics based on dietary treatments or anything else. You know, I work closely with my oncologist, Ramin. He uses Toyohari, which is a very gentle form of acupuncture. I went to him when I was being diagnosed, and I said, you know, I'm worried. Can you help me? Whatever. And he basically did all the research for me. He looked at Thomas Seyfried. He looked at Dominic D'Agostino. I actually had a chance meeting with a lady who was doing the ketogenic diet in my local health food store. And she, you know, I just bumped into her and she was like, you know, I've got a brain tumor. I've had most of it removed. I'm going to have more removed. Try the diet. Here's a contact. So I got in contact with another woman and she then basically said, you know, I'm doing the ketogenic diet. I'm in remission. I work with Nutritional Solutions in America who help with supplements and supplementation, you know, supporting. And from there, I kind of informed myself and got information from both Thomas Seyfried and Dominic D'Agostino.
Did you ever meet Andrew Scarborough in this journey?
I've never met him, but I met him online because obviously we're both in the same group, Practical Keto, on Facebook.
Right.
Which they, you know, the woman there, Patricia Daly, she has lots of recipes, you know, lots of startup recipes for people confused about how to eat on keto. So, you know, I started with that and I met him on there because he was having great success and he had lots of advice.
Good. Yeah. And he's been on the show a couple times and he's told his story.
We're actually going to start doing podcasts together, me, him, and another guy who's in remission.
Good. Good. Let me know. Let's talk about that offline. Okay. Okay. So when do you actually start the keto diet?
After my biopsy, I was kind of doing a macrobiotic diet because that's what my acupuncturist was doing and he wanted to strengthen my body for the operation. So I was out of hospital within a day of having a biopsy on my brain, which the people in the ward at the time, they said it normally takes, you know, at least a week for someone to recover. So obviously he prepared me perfectly for that. I was taking arnica, you know, high potency arnica, just to help with the surgery and the pain and everything. So yeah, I was out. And then within a certain amount of weeks, I was like, I was going to do chemotherapy. I went in for the radiotherapy mask.
Right.
Which is a horrible experience. I went in with a beard, right? So they had to trim my whole beard off using scissors. So I was there for about 2 hours having my face trimmed.
Wow. They didn't have a razor to shave it?
No. They weren't prepared for that, and they never told me you must be clean shaven.
Right.
So that was horrible. And they put the mask on me, you know, they're measuring me up to the radiotherapy machine, saying, look, we just want to get a correct measurement, we'll draw stuff on your mask to measure it all. And I just kind of, I felt really paranoid, really, really kind of negative about the whole experience of being there, having this thing shoved on my face to keep me like deadly still. And I said, you know, I want to call my oncologist because I don't trust any of this. So I then, you know, they called her and then let me go and talk to her on the phone. And I said, you know, I just want to know what you're suggesting here. What is it that you are suggesting? What is this going to do for me? How long am I going to live with this kind of stuff?
Right.
And her answer was, you know, I don't know. I can't help.
And when communicating with Andrew Scarborough, did you communicate with him early on in this process? Or did
No. This was after I started. I hadn't actually started ketogenic.
Okay.
Until
you're just trying to determine what the ketogenic diet is going to do for you at this point in time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I'd spent hours, you know, wakeless nights just looking online. I found all the alternatives I could because I was brought up on homeopathy and, you know, just food, healthy food.
I want to mention something. So you said wakeless nights. When I was out at Quest Nutrition in April, working with them on some projects, there were some people who had been diagnosed with certain types of brain tumors.
Yeah.
And one of the horrible, horrible symptoms of a brain tumor is you don't sleep very well or sleep at all anymore, right?
I'm actually really good at sleeping.
No, now. But I mean, when you were in the throes of this, when this was its worst, when it was presented.
I guess it was part of the stress of knowing that I could pretty much die at any point.
Right.
Part of it was I knew I needed to take action in myself to find something that wasn't toxic.
Right.
Because, you know, I've never believed in allopathic medicine. I don't believe that there is, I know it helps people. I know it's there in place to help people get over their ailments, but I was brought up.
I disagree with that statement patently. And it's not, allopathic medicine has no designs in helping people quote unquote get over their illness, because get over their illness implies finding the source of what's causing the illness, eradicating the insult, and then giving the body things to heal itself, because the body is very plastic. It can heal itself. That is not the agenda of allopathic medicine. Allopathic medicine is to silence the symptoms so you believe that they have fixed the problem, but you still have the problem. You're living with it, but you just don't have the warning signs of it anymore, so it's still rotting your body away.
No, I totally agree with that, because I was on Keppra, which is an anticonvulsant, and part of the side effects of that was suicidal tendencies, uncontrollable rage. You know, I was breaking stuff. I was smashing, like, I was punching holes in walls because I had no idea what was ticking me off.
Was that actually gabapentin? Is that what that is?
No. Some levetiracetam. It's like supposed to be one of the better ones here the side effects, but. You know, I read the list, and Andrew Scarborough actually directed me to coming off that myself.
So
I'm no longer taking any anticonvulsant, because I wanted to know that I was experiencing the seizure, that I could say, right, I'm going to relax, I'm going to up my fat intake, I'm going to control this.
Okay, so when do you actually start the ketogenic diet? Do you remember when it was, month and year?
I think it was roughly October 2014. You know,
okay.
Like I came out of hospital, I realized, from, you know, talking to a few people, that the ketogenic diet was probably the best course of action.
Okay, so you start the ketogenic diet in October of 2014, and we have to take a break on that note. So here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to come back, and I want to talk about your journey into the ketogenic diet. Again, I'm saying this again for a reason. There are people out there right now debating this show. they're saying, oh, glutamine, pyruvate, lactate, you know, cancer cells, ingenious. They can do this, they can do that. And while that may all be true, in the meantime, there are people saving their own lives using the ketogenic diet when it comes to cancer and tumors. And so the real mission of my show right now is to get as many of those people out into the forefront, expose their stories so that more people start taking this diet as a therapeutic approach to managing cancer. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or
PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Pablo Kelly. We're talking about Pablo Kelly's journey into taking control of the prognosis of his cancer by approaching it from what could be considered a natural approach, a therapeutic approach, a dietary approach. And a lot of people may say this is reckless. But in fact, Pablo was well suited for this because, like myself, Pablo probably has done some experimenting with some drugs in his life, and he learned that all the horror stories that have been told by the medical orthodoxy about this and that don't come true. And so chances are you were a little bit more willing to try something outside outside of the box, weren't you?
I always am, yeah.
Yeah. And so with that being the case, so you started your ketogenic diet in October of 2014. What did you notice early on? Did you suffer from brain fog, fatigue, irritability, constipation, any of the things that people who like to decry the keto diet say, you know?
It seems like a long time ago now, so I'm trying to recall. I'm pretty sure, like, within the first week, I just basically stopped eating rubbish food. You know, stopped eating the complex carbohydrates. Like, I remember my first meal was, like, it was a stick of celery and some almond butter. And that, like, you know, that was it. You know, I was like, oh, this is kind of a bit horrible. But, you know, I didn't feel any fatigue. I didn't feel horrible. You know, I had the shakes, which I was told, if you get some sodium and potassium into you, it will control that. So, you know, I was pretty well prepared in that respect because I got all the information beforehand.
Right. Pablo, what foods did you have to give up? What foods did you love eating that you had to give up?
Well, because I was macrobiotic before I started keto, it was things like rice and, you know, like stews and things like that, like with sweet root veg. And it was just generally those things. Because I already cut out all the processed sugars. I didn't have fruit sugars. I was quite purist already, but I just cut them all out straight away. I didn't go, oh, I'll gradually, you know, stop eating that stuff. I went, life or death, must stop now.
Right. Okay, and then I love how the Daily Mail, the article that they wrote about you, if I could get it up here quick enough, I know that they you know, the idea of eating meat and dairy flies in the face of modern paradigms because we have governments telling people stop eating meat, stop eating dairy, start eating more vegetables, start eating more grains, heart-healthy grains, they call them. I saw the Daily Mail made a bullet of that fact that you started eating more meat and dairy, almost like you were doing something high risk. You know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
And so when you started eating keto, did your loved ones around you go, Pablo, this is crazy. These are not good foods to eat. We know this is bad for you.
No. Simply put, my family and my friends, the people I had close to me at the time, were just like, you do what you need to do for you. Don't give a damn what anyone else thinks about what you're doing right now. And that's my perspective as well. You know, I'd learned that from stopping smoking with my own willpower. You know, I'd learned inner strength by myself. So whatever other people were doing around me, they were eating cake, you know, eating whatever they want to do. I just said, it doesn't bother me.
Right. But it sounds like you had a very supportive family because most people are like, no, don't do this. Go get the chemo. You're playing a risky game. But your family sounded like they were very, very supportive.
Funnily enough, they my mother specifically, she was waiting for me to make my own decision. And obviously I'm an adult. I can inform myself of whatever I want. I can choose whatever I want to do. And as soon as I said, I don't think chemo's for me, she went, thank goodness.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Homeopath. She practices Reiki. You know, she does all the quacky things. But I mean, you know, that's what I learned from. That was my guidance in life.
Okay, so you're on the ketogenic diet for how long before you go for a follow-up examination?
Within, I think it was around January 2015, I had my first stable scan. So after roughly four months after my biopsy. And going keto, I don't know whether it's the fact that I was really healthy after the macrobiotic diet or what I was doing. You know, I got base anti-inflammatory supplements like Boswellia, etc. But yeah, within 5 months, I had a stable scan.
And when they saw this brain tumor, it had regressed, or has it just gone into suspended animation?
The same. It was the same as it had been when I had the biopsy. So obviously they did a scan pre-biopsy when I was in a coma or whatever they put me in, and it was just the same size. You know, I went in and I saw the oncologist, and she showed me the measurement and saying, you know, there's no change in the diameter or, you know, the radius, etc.
They call that suspended animation. When a tumor just stops growing, they call it suspended animation. So the tumor is in suspended animation at that point in time. Does the doctor ask you, or is the doctor already aware of what you're doing?
She was already aware, because I made sure it was okay with her. And she said, you know, I'm not going to support it because I don't believe it will work. But you can try it. It's up to you. It's your life. You can try it.
You know what? I know that doctors have to talk like that.
Yep.
But I'm just flabbergasted when they say stuff like that. I don't believe it will work. Now, after she saw, now okay, so that was at 5 months of being on the diet, right? And you go in. So now you continue. In fact, you're probably excited now. You're like, oh, okay. This is good. It's not growing. It hasn't shrunk, but it's not growing. So what do you do? Do you ramp it up? Do you change anything?
Because I was so happy, you know, I was like, great, you know, I've got another 6 months ahead of me. I kind of let it slip, but I had a bit too much, like cheese and other dairy, and I probably had a few berries and things. And by April, which is the next quarterly scan, I had like 0.8 centimeters of growth. So then I ramped it up and I said, right, now I've got to be really strict and I've got to really, right, like, you know, cut down on carbs and protein and kind of up my fat intake. So I was having like 90 to 95% fat.
So when you say 90 to 95% fat, tell the audience what a day of diet looks like to Pablo.
Well, it'd be something like a fried egg with some green veg on the side, like a bit of spinach or something like that. So really low carb. Really low calorie. And then I you know, because not many people like to, but I slathered olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil. I had some sesame oil. I just slathered it over, seasoned it well. And, you know, I was getting a really good result. Like within 2 weeks of actually starting the diet, I spoke to someone from a charity who was advising me at the time, a dietitian. She said, I've never heard of a grown man, reach ketosis within 2 weeks. You know, normally it takes 2 months.
That's not true. That's just so not true, but okay.
That's what she said, so.
Yeah. And this is a registered dietitian that's telling people with cancer to eat, you know, grains and stuff.
I mean, at the time, I think the science was a bit slow. It was more for people with epilepsy, so they were just advising me on a kind of a medium-fat, you know, ketogenic diet. But, you know, speaking to Dominic D'Agostino and others, they said a high fat, you know, low carb diet. Would
yeah,
be
like
better.
four grams to one, 5 grams to, so 4 to 5 grams of fat to 1 gram of combined carbohydrates and protein. Is that what you're following?
Yeah, it's the restricted calorie. So I'm, you know, my BMI, I'm supposed to consume a certain amount of calories. But I restricted that by like 10% or something, you know.
And so, do you feel like you're starving most days, or do the ketones satisfy you?
I feel satisfied. Today, my glucose actually spiked, so I'm fasting since breakfast. All I had for breakfast was a little bit of like coconut yogurt. So, I mean, it's 5 o'clock and I had breakfast at 9 a.m.
And you're
just
fine.
Just to get my ketones up and my glucose down, because.
So you test your glucose and your ketones with blood, right? You have a little.
I've got blood. You know, I've got a diabetic meter thing.
And what are your as a rule? Where are your ketones? Now I know it's different in the UK. You guys do millimoles, I believe. But what is your what is your ketones and what is your glucose? And then I'll look it up when we come out of the break. I'll convert it.
Well, I've had one point where my glucose was about 3.7, right? And my ketones was high. The thing didn't actually read it. It just said high, and I got a bit worried. I was like, oh, I'm going to be hyperglycemic or whatever happens when your ketones are sky high. But I waited an hour, I ate some berries with some fat, and it normalized to about 7 mmO.
Okay. 7 mmO. I'm going to convert this to US here in a second, because we have to take a break. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about your ketone levels, and then we'll talk about your future. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
And MetabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs. Labs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Pablo Kelly about his personal journey into controlling a brain tumor that is considered a very, very fast-moving, a very aggressive brain tumor with the ketogenic diet and no other drugs whatsoever. As the story unfolds, we see that it's working for him. I know there's a lot of people out there going, yes, but Carl, there's a lot of tumors that don't respond to... Okay, I get it. We just want to talk about the ones that do. You guys can talk about, focus on the ones that don't. How about that? You get your radio show and you do those interviews. So the best I can tell, converting to milligrams per deciliter, you're at 66 blood sugar, which is really good. And you are actually at ketones are measured in millimoles per liter.
All right.
So you are at 7. I mean, that's huge. That's got to be a super duper therapeutic value, because I know for a fact that anywhere from 1.2 to 4 is considered acceptable for treating cancers that respond to the ketogenic diet. So you were like in the gold zone, man.
Well, I'm actually just looking at my notebook because I keep careful track of it. But like 23rd of June, it was 4 glucose to 7.3 ketones. The next day, it was 4.1 to 7.3. The following week, I missed a bit because I was busy. 4.7 to 6.2. So, I mean, it goes on like that. Sometimes I slip up and then I fast and, I up my fat intake, have MCT oil, exogenous ketones.
What kind of exogenous ketones do you use? Whose products do you use?
At the minute, I'm using it's called Keto Force. I don't know if it's the best brand, but Andrew Scarborough said, get some. It raises your ketones, lowers your glucose.
That's Patrick Arnold's product from Prototype Nutrition. He's actually been on the show talking about it, so that's good. Good. let's fast forward to another doctor's visit. You've been back, so that you gave us the 5-month mark, and then you came back after loosening up because you thought everything was fine, and you find a minute amount of growth. So then you go, uh-oh, I got to tighten it up. There's no room for error, no margin for error in this diet. So you tighten it back up, and obviously your ketone levels are super high. Your blood sugar levels are super low. When was the next scan, and what did you find?
So it would have been four months after it had been April 2015 was when I had the unstable scan. So it would be 4 months after that. I actually had another stable scan. I called up my oncologist, said, can I fast track the results? I just want a verbal result. Because the waiting period is something like 6 weeks.
Right.
I got a call back from my specialist nurse. He says, I'm pleased to say it's stable again. And that your outpatient appointment has been cancelled because there's no reason for you to come in.
And that was when?
That would have been April 2015.
Now, have you been back since then?
I have not. I have not seen my oncologist. I've only spoken to my specialist nurse.
Has anyone told you if there is a way to get this tumor to actually start to regress?
I've been contacted recently by a guy. Pretty sure Dominic DiAugustino recommends it as well, to get hold of metformin to break down the excess from the ketones in my liver, which then will actually cause reduction in the tumor. I don't know if this is theory or if this is fact, but he's done the research, so.
I'm sorry, I killed my own mic. Do you use intermittent fasting from time to time?
I do, yes.
So tell us how you fast. Do you do 16-hour fasts, or are you more aggressive than that?
I don't really time. I mean, the other day I was super busy. I wasn't hungry, and, I was busy doing things. So I think I didn't eat breakfast, and I didn't eat till about 5 p.m. that afternoon.
So are you when I get into a state of ketosis, and I can get into ketosis in one day, I proved this out in California. The day I was flying out to California, since we were going to be working in the realm of ketogenics, I decided to go ahead and shift. So all I ate on the plane was some macadamia nuts. Yeah. Basically, I ate a whole bag of macadamia nuts, by the way. I make it sound like I ate a handful. I ate a whole bag of macadamia nuts that particular day and nothing else. Yeah. And then I fasted that evening until the next day. And we checked my blood glucose levels, and they were 1.2 ketone millimole, and my blood sugar was 66. My blood sugar stays down very, very low. My blood sugar, even when I'm not doing keto, my fasting blood sugar is 66, 67, 68. I post it on Facebook all the time, and I've had people tell me I'm going to die sooner because my blood sugar is so low, by the way, which I don't believe, but I think it's humorous. But anyway, so what I find is that when I'm in ketosis, which I am right now, by the way, I almost feel, I don't want to say euphoric because people think that it's like this Pollyanna attitude about life, but I feel exhilarated. I feel like my mind is sharp, and I find that I push off eating longer and longer because I don't want to interrupt how good I feel. Do you feel that way too?
Well, I mean, I'm fasting right now. I'm full of energy. I mean, I'm sweating loads because I'm not used to the heat here, but, you know, I'm loving it. I'm not hungry. I mean, my partner, she brought up some hazelnuts for me to eat, and I'm not really peckish, so I'm just going to leave them there.
So what's the future hold in store for you? What do you think when you look forward? I mean, obviously, you could live like this for the rest of your life. There's no doubt about it. You could keep this tumor in suspended animation. There's no doubt about it. But obviously, the ideal situation would be for you to get this to actually start to shrink.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to stop at stability. Stability really isn't good enough. You know, I want to live healthily and happily and actually have no worry.
Right, right.
So a tumor that's constantly there, even though I'm not going to die if it's stable, and I still have, if it starts to grow, I still have 6 months to find the next opportunity. You know, I'm not worried right now.
Yeah,
people
are offering me
ideas, and I'm going to research it. I'm going to make sure I thoroughly research it, look at the science, and then go for something that suits me.
I'm going to send you some studies that I think may interest you. We'll do that offline. But also, I think that the exciting thing about all of this is not just that you're getting results, but you're not doing any harm to your body. In fact, there's so much evidence out there that being in ketosis is neuroprotective, so you won't have to worry about developing diseases like Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease, is cardioprotective. I mean, the funny thing about all this is that you were inspired to follow a ketogenic diet to control the growth of a brain tumor that normally would be so big by now, you know. Let's be honest. You'd be dead. We wouldn't be doing this interview.
I would not be here.
Yeah, you wouldn't be doing this interview. And it's really important to ring that bell. I want to say that again. Had you followed the standard of care, you would be dead. We would not be doing this interview. And if that isn't enough for a person out there struggling with cancer, and their cancer may not be glucose dependent, I'll give that to the scholars out there, but to at least experiment with this diet, because I have to believe those out there who say it's not glucose dependent have to remember that it's not just about getting sugar out of the diet, but it's also about pushing glucogenic amino acids out of the diet, or at least very, very low as well. So for those of you out there who keep saying, well, the ketogenic diet may be good, but it doesn't, there are lots of cancer cells out there that don't just depend on glucose. We know that. That's why the ketogenic diet pushes proteins down low as well. So you don't have a lot of glutamine. You don't have a lot of pyruvate producing in the body. You don't have a lot of, what's the other one, that lactate that seems to be, a very, very popular source of fuel for some cancers. You don't have glutamine. You don't have, what's the one that's responsible for mTOR? Leucine. These convert to sugar. We know that. And that's why part of the ketogenic diet addresses the amino acids that convert into sugar, but also feed cancers on their own intrinsically. So they take that into account when you're talking about, oh, well, not all sugar is glucose dependent. We know that. Some of them can be driven by certain amino acids. We know that. That's why part of the ketogenic diet is pushing protein down. Would you agree with that statement?
I would, yeah, because I'm still here, and that's the only explanation for it in my eyes, is that this diet has suppressed the cancer-giving ability of my body.
Yeah. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want you to talk to the people out there that are dealing with different types of cancers, from you to them. I want you to speak to them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
100% avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the TendoGuard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Pablo Kelly about his journey treating his own cancer with a therapeutic diet, the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet's been around for a long time. We're going to have a woman on the show in part of this Keto and Cancer series who had a very young son who was diagnosed with a very, very aggressive brain tumor. I think he was only 5 at the time. I believe he's 7 or 8 now. They literally told the parents, you know, there's nothing we can do for your son. Go home, make him comfortable, enjoy his time as long as you can while he is here, because he's not going to be here long. And he survived longer than their expectations. He's not using chemotherapy. He did not have surgery. And in fact, his tumor has shrunken. They have an organization called the Max Love Project, I think it is, or Max. His first name was Max. I met them when I was at Quest in April. We're going to have either the mom or the dad or both on the show to talk about it, because in their case, they were discouraged. They were told not to do the ketogenic diet. And I'm going to paraphrase, and they're going to say it in their own words when they're on the show. But their pediatric oncologist said, look, you don't want to do the keto diet. It's too hard, and it's going to be tough on his body. In fact, it's the last resort when treating epilepsy. When all drugs have failed, we go to that. And she said, but does it work? And he goes, oh, yeah, it works. I'm like, wait a minute. When all drugs have failed, you go to the keto diet because it works? Why not go to the keto diet first? Oh, because it's too hard to stick to? Really?
Not enough excuse.
Oh, it's laughable. It's, you know, look, I understand that not all cancers are glucose dependent, but I've said this on the show before and I'll say it again. Dr. Otto Warburg should not have won the Nobel Peace Prize for finding a way to identify cancers and cancer cells in the body. He should have been given the Nobel Peace Prize by finding a way to eradicate 80% of the cancers out there by identifying the substrate that they like to eat. Dr. Otto Warburg didn't find the way to identify cancer cells. He found the way to starve them. But the medical orthodoxy didn't see it that way. They didn't go, oh, wow, cancer cells gobble up glucose like 90 times faster than healthy cells. So let's find it. Let's use it as a way to track the cancer, but then let's treat it with something less effective than starving them. I mean, this is idiocy. This is the movie Idiocracy in full effect right now in our population. But I can say those things because I don't have cancer. Maybe I do. I don't know. I mean, I find myself in states of ketosis throughout the year numerous times. I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I have some cancer cells that aren't responding. I don't know. I'll find out someday. But in the meantime, someone who's actually been diagnosed with cancer, this is a different story. It's like, oh, man, I got to do something or I'm going to be dead soon. And I'm telling you, if you do the chemotherapy, plan on being dead at some point in time, because most of the people who die from cancers don't die from the cancers themselves. In fact, if you live for 5 years after your cancer is detected, they consider you a success. Even if you die at 5.5 years because the cisplatin destroyed your kidneys or the radiation therapy on a woman's left breast destroyed her heart and she succumbs to heart failure or kidney failure, they don't go, oh, yeah, no, you didn't die from your cancer. Technically, you died from the cancer treatment.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure. People are, oh, my God, I want to do the right thing. Do I do what my doctor's pushing me to do? Or do I do something else? And in my humble opinion, I'd rather be responsible for the end of my own life. I'd rather make the wrong decision. If at least I'm the one who made the decision. Okay, so you talk to the people out there who have recently been diagnosed with a type of cancer. What do you tell them?
Well, I mean, if it's inoperable, if it's incurable, you know, classified as incurable, there is no harm in taking control of your own health. Allowing someone else to dictate how to heal you does not mean you're taking part in your own healing. You're basically just giving them the power and letting go of life. I mean, I don't see any sense in it. You know, I my goal in life, you know, I had had a good job. I got fired because, you know, basically I couldn't work. I wanted a family, you know, I wanted children. They said, with chemotherapy, you have to bank your sperm because it will become toxic and you could infect your girlfriend. And I'm going, so I don't want that. Yeah. I want to live. I want to have a family. I want to bank my sperm in her womb and have my own child.
I didn't even know that. So it destroys the germline so completely that you could actually make her sick from it?
I don't know if I've got that completely right. You know, I'm not a scientist. I don't know exactly what they're saying. But the idea behind it was you can't really make love to your woman and have a child because there could be problems that arise from it. Your baby could be deformed, etc.
Wow. I didn't know that.
In my head, I went, my goals for life are thrown out the window. Even if I'm going to die, I want to have the choice to die my way and not their way.
Right.
Not that they are wrong for doing what they do. They're just a bit indoctrined. They don't think outside of this box of medicine, which is a very young practice. Natural cures have been around for centuries, you know, millennia.
Right.
Yeah, we're only looking at ways to inhibit them, not to cure them, not to prolong life. It's like giving someone candy because they've been good.
Right. I know. All the things that we reward people with are the things that make them sick. It's so funny. And plus, back in the 50s, a scientist did an analysis of individuals who opted out of chemotherapy and those who went for chemotherapy. Elisa talked about this on Casual Friday. If it wasn't this week, it was last week. And he put the numbers together, and the people who did not go for chemotherapy lived an average of like 12 years longer than the people who did. And, let's talk about something. When someone is talking about curing their cancer, they're actually talking about living longer. It could be cancer. It could be a gunshot. They don't want to die. That's the bottom line. So what happens is we get caught up in the world of semantics when we talk about the medical orthodoxy's approach to treating cancer. And the reality is that if someone says to me, you have this type of cancer, if you go for chemotherapy, most people go for chemotherapy are dead within 7 years. The people who just vigilantly watch their cancer and watch their diet and stay active and do these things, they live an average of 15 years longer than those people. I'm going, I don't want chemotherapy. But they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that how many people die of complications due to the chemo. They just tell you the success rate is 90%. Yeah, because they didn't die from the they didn't die from the cancer. They died from some other complication related to the chemo.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You wanted to say something.
I spoke to a woman when I started chemo. She was the one who kind of guided me to the right places, the right information. She was in remission at the time. She's like, you know, the ketogenic diet is great, but she initially, I think she did have, you know, she's got a family to fight for, so she was afraid that she was going to die. So she used the ketogenic diet supplements and did chemotherapy, had a bit removed, etc. She was in remission earlier on this year. She has now got the cancer's come back more aggressively. So, you know, she's panicking. She's going, I want to live. So they get on an aggressive form of chemotherapy. And I wish that I could say I believe she will get through this, but I unfortunately, from all the research I've done, people don't survive when they get recurrence.
No.
They die.
No.
It's sad. You know, I care for this person. You know, I've never actually met her face to face. I've only talked to her on the phone, but she is, unfortunately, I believe that she might die. You know, I don't want to believe that.
Well, and I'm going to close on this. We did a show a couple years ago on chemotherapy and ketogenic diets, and one group of patients was sent home to eat the way they wanted to. And one group of patients was sent home with the ketogenic diet, and they followed up with them over the course of 2 years, I believe it was. And the group that was following the ketogenic diet had zero reoccurrences of their cancer, but the ones that were just eating normally, their cancers, the reoccurrences were what the national statistics for their cancers reoccurrences. So, I mean, the medical orthodoxy knows something's going on here. They're just not talking about it. And it's really sad. Look, we have to pull the plug on this interview. I want to thank you for sharing your story with us. I wish you much luck. And I hope you'll come back on the show when you start to shrink it, because I know you're going to.
Yeah. All right. Brilliant. Thank you very much for listening.
Take care, Pablo. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about something. What's the rest of the show about today? Let's see. I can't find it. Oh, here we go. No, that's not it. Stay tuned. It's something exciting, I promise.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, the next discussion is Back to the Future, tapping into ancient grains for food diversity with Dr. Friedrich Longen. How you doing, Dr. Longen?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Thanks for being here. So, let's talk about your research. Why did you produce this study? What questions needed to be answered?
Well, the main question was whether these old species like Einkorn, Emerald, Spout, are able to be run in normal farmer fields, and also what they produce are able to be put into normal bakeries, and that was exactly what we tried to answer.
Now, obviously, spelt is becoming very, very popular. It's considered an ancient grain. It really has not been modified, literally, for thousands of years. What's the problem with the current grain we have that is being used for bread, this hybridized grain that seems to be so popular? Why would we even care about spelt and einkorn and these other grains?
First of all, I would like to stress that I don't see any reason to abundant wheat, actually, from our normal nutrition. I don't think that wheat is so much changed that we cannot eat it anymore, and there's no, even very few scientific proof that it causes problems. That's only one thing. On the other hand, I think spelt M1-Einkorn, at least in Europe, are mainly coming from the idea that many consumers ask for specialties which can enrich our normal bread we are eating, and which maybe have a bit historical background and also maybe are mainly interesting for a less extensive farming.
Now, isn't it true that spelt, for instance, has does not have the amount of gluten in it than conventional wheat does, and that's why a lot of bakeries don't like to use it, because it doesn't have that pliability, that elasticity that we find in higher gluten-type grains. Is that true?
No, it's really not true. Spelt and even M1-Einkorn even more have more gluten than bread wheat.
Yet these grains seem to be highly digestible, and actually it's counterintuitive to think that they have higher degrees of gluten, because there's a lot of people here in the United States that have turned to spelt as an alternative to conventional wheat because they say it doesn't upset their stomach, it doesn't cause the problems that wheat does. How could that be?
I think there are several possibilities. First of all, I'm not convinced that so many people which are actually on the idea wheat-free diet, that they really have a problem with wheat or its products. I'm fully not sure, convinced about it, and also that all the medicinal studies make clear evidence that about only 1-2% of the human population has a serious problem with wheat and the others don't have. The second point is, for sure, the spelt is a bit different than bread wheat, and we know it also from Germany that some people and even children report that they are not able to eat a normal bread from bread wheat, but they can eat spelt bread. But unfortunately, we don't see yet the substance or the chemical behind what might be the reason. We don't know it yet.
Oh, I'm with you on this. This was a rhetorical question. We've talked about this on the show. I'm not convinced that there's really a gluten sensitivity phenomenon going on here in the country. I'm convinced that in here in the United States, at least, where conventional wheat is grown, there is a technique to synchronize the crop right before harvesting, and that is to spray the entire crop with glyphosate, which is an herbicide. And obviously, these are not genetically modified variants that can resist the herbicide, so they literally kill the crop to synchronize it, and then they harvest it. And I have been a proponent of, it's not the gluten at all, but it's these herbicides that are riding along with, you know, if all the wheat in the country has this herbicide on it and everybody thinks they're gluten intolerant, but no one's talking about this herbicide, then we can blame it on the gluten. I don't think it's the gluten. I don't think that we become gluten intolerant. I think that our real problems are coming from these chemical cocktails that are coming along with the wheat. But that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm not a scientist. So I agree with you.
I'm fully with you that we should use in farming as less as chemicals as possible. The treatment just before harvest is also a big problem, to my personal opinion, and in Europe it is now not any more possible to do. But I would even strengthen to more important points. A bread today is not any more a bread than we had 50, 100 years ago, because we now use, it's more or less a cocktail of many ingredients, and many of them are not declared. There are enzymes inside, there are sugars, but not normal sugars, but some chemical sugars inside, and other substances to improve the bread. And it could also be a reason that these ingredients may cause some of the problems.
Interesting. So getting back to these crops, why are not farmers using more of these crops? Why are they not growing these crops? They're very popular here. Spelt is very popular now.
I guess it's a multiple point. It's, we have the big problem across the product chain, from farmers to millers to bakers, that it's a big industry which is operating worldwide, and you can only survive when you are a big player in this context, delivering big amount of whatever seeds or breads or flour, because it's a really market with high amounts of low price goods. And on the contrary, in the United States and in Europe, there still exists some, I would say, artisanal or familial farms and bakers and mills which are smaller, which have no chance to survive this competition, and they need some product niches which where they can specialize, where they get a better price without having this requirement to make this extremely intensification on a low price.
And that's where we see this. So we see a lot of these more boutique-type operations who are focusing on these niche grains, and they're really you know, stepping out of the crowd and saying, look, this is different, this is good, and you can't get it anywhere else but here. So I agree with you. This is where it starts. So are there any benefits, let's say, to a spelt or an einkorn or some other ancient grain over the highly commercialized wheat that we see in everything today? Are there benefits to it, higher protein, anything?
I think there are several interesting things in that. First of all, they are mainly produced in a more extensive way, not so intensive. Thus, we are doing something good for the environment and ourselves because we have less chemicals on them. This is first point. Second point, they deliver really incredible new aromatic profiles to breads and pastries, and thus are also quite of interest. And especially the third point, when we look at einkorn, this is a really incredible grain because we have a much higher content of interesting ingredients like beta-carotenoids, like vitamin E, minerals, are much higher than normal bread wheat. And thus they are, from one side, better for health, but all these ingredients deliver also another color to the product and another much more intensive taste.
From a farming standpoint, it also makes sense. I know that farmers, they have to rotate their crops, and crop rotation is a science, but also it has to be something where if they're growing something, it's worth selling. Is it possible to rotate a wheat crop with a spelt crop, or are they too similar? You have to do something else.
It would be better when we rotate with another, not with they're quite similar. It's better than having no rotation for sure, but if you want to rotate in a perfect way, it should be another crop.
Okay. From the standpoint of manufacturing, we see a lot of products now being made out of spelt here in the United States. We see pasta, we see pretzels, we see bread products. Is it more difficult to manufacture using spelt than the conventional commercial wheat?
I would say maybe, but the main important thing is you must do it in another way. You must find or know this way, and then it gets routine method, but it's for sure in another way, because bread wheat was bred intensively for the so-called bread-making quality, and einkorn emmon spelt not. Thus, they have a quality like bread wheat maybe for 100 years ago. Thus, we have to use these old traditional techniques. That means we should not intensively knead our dough, for instance. We should not put warm water. We should let the dough having more time, that it's getting a better structure. But with only a few modifications, there should be quite interesting options to make easy, good products.
Now, another very, very interesting bread product that's emerging because of the fermentation process. Now, and I also should say, not all sourdough bread is made in the old style of fermentation, which usually takes a day or two. Some of them have these approaches where they can actually speed the fermentation process along. But I know that when you ferment these grains, any grain, it seems to destroy any of the quote-unquote anti-nutrients and renders the grain more digestible. And that's why so many people are now flocking to fermented breads like sourdough. Do these grains work well if you want to use that process to produce bread?
Yes, that's one of the ideas, to make a sourdough with them.
I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, my goal is to discover what you hope that industries and people take away from your research about these ancient grains. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
100% avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the TendoGuard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to talk about the immune system's Swiss Army knife. These are called MAIT cells, M-A-I-T cells, mucosal-associated invariant T cells. Right now, we're talking about ancient grains with Dr. Friedrich Longen. So, Dr. Longen, what do you hope comes from this research paper that you wrote?
The idea was that we have done this research in the last 20 years already in Germany, and that we see that it's growing in Germany, Ancon, Emmer, and Spalt. And we see also that the United States and Australia, they look a bit at these things, but they didn't know how we did it. And therefore, for this publication we did, we mainly hope to show how we build up the success story in Europe, putting all the players from a farmer, a seed producer, miller, baker, and consumer together in order to raise this demand and not to raise the demand, but to fulfill the demand, because I think the consumer asks for this kind of product.
Yeah, they definitely are. More and more people are wanting these unique types of grains. And, you know, it makes it interesting. It makes for a good story when you're cooking a meal and you say, you know, this is made from Einkorn or this is made from spelt. And it tastes different, too. We get spelt organic spelt pretzels. Elisa buys them. I think we get them. Paul Newman, which is a brand here, used to be an actor, but he started a food brand. He makes an organic spelt pretzel. It tastes really good. It tastes different than traditional pretzels. And I can eat them, and they don't bother my stomach, whatever that means. I don't know. I'm not saying what it is, but I'm just telling you that I can eat them, and I don't feel bloated and gassy. And because normally when I eat, if I eat a high gluten product like pizza, for instance, if I eat one slice of pizza, I feel full for 12 hours. I feel I want to I'm burping all the time. It just doesn't work for me. I don't know what it is, the chemicals, the enzymes, whatever it is. But when I eat those spelt pretzels, or if I eat pasta made from spelt, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that's one side of the story, which is very nice. The other thing is that with spelt Emmer Einkorn, you deliver new tastes, new ingredients, and as well also for the environment, because you bring new crops or old crops back to the fields. That means you increase biodiversity, you're doing something good for nature and all the habitats. And this altogether is worth to be grown on a larger scale. And this was a bit the idea from this publication, to bring together the important points, the important bottlenecks, to raise them, to show them, and hopefully now many people across the world are able to run these product chains.
One of the things about spelt and Einkorn is that they have not been popular, and as a result, commercial production has kind of turned its back on it and left it alone, and it said that these grains are exactly as they were 5,000 years ago. They have not been hybridized. They've not been changed in any way, shape, or form. Is that true?
No, not at all. Grains which are 5,000 years old, they would not anymore survive today. They are not able to germinate. I think these are, for sure, they are not bred like a bread wheat, a modern wheat. But there are, I think, some varieties from the last 50 to 100 years which have been, at the end, stored in some gene banks to don't lose them. And we have taken them out from the gene banks, brought them to the field, and looked which one of these hundreds we have is able to be run in a field, because you cannot grow something which is not possible to be harvested with modern machinery. It's impossible. You don't find any farmer, or at least you don't find anybody who can pay it at the end.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking about this. This is really, really interesting, and it is something we talked about before, so I know that people are interested in it. We are using spelt in what's the word I'm looking for, and avoiding some of these modern wheats for whatever reason that people are having problems with them. And we find that they don't have the problems with the spelt. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Dr. Longen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the immune system Swiss Army knife. What do we know about it, and what can it do for us? Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
What up, y'all? Yeah. Soundtrack, what's poppin'?
Welcome back.
If y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco.
You know, viruses, viral infections, they keep us on our toes. And they seem to pass from person to person. And one of those things, pesky things that seem to plague this human population, kill people. I mean, viruses are nothing to fool with. So is there a way to focus on a virus and how it affects human beings and maybe even be able to treat these viruses? And the next discussion, we're going to talk about something that's actually considered the Swiss Army knife of the immune system with Dr. Bonnie Van Wilgenberg. How you doing, Dr. Van Wilgenberg?
Yes, I'm very good, thank you.
I'm gonna be pronouncing your name slowly, okay? Because I don't want to get it wrong. Okay.
That sounded good.
So, what questions needed to be answered? Why this study? What were you trying to discover in this study?
Well, we were studying this type of cell that is known to be important to fight against bacterial infections, and it was known that it has an important role in recognizing bacteria-infected cells. But we were quite curious to find out whether this cell we were studying could also recognize viruses and respond to viral infections.
And this cell is called a mucosal-associated invariant T cell, or MAIT cell, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So talk about the research. How was the study designed?
Well, we took several approaches. So one way we started looking at it was by looking at blood samples from patients who were infected with a range of different infections. So we had patients with flu, acute flu, and we had patients with dengue infection or hepatitis C virus infection. And then we take the blood samples and we look at these MAIT cells in the blood. So that's one approach we took. And then we found that all these patients with viral infections had very reduced numbers of these cells in the blood, but those cells that they still had were actually activated during viral infections.
Hmm. So now, so what did you do to determine whether or not the approach of manipulating these MAIT cells could actually halt a virus?
Well, then what we do is we study the cells outside of the body in a laboratory. So then we used cells from healthy people, and we, in the laboratory, add the virus. So, for example, when we add influenza, which is the cause of a flu infection, to the cells and then look at these cells, we can see that the cells respond by making proteins and chemicals that can then have an effect on the virus. So they respond to the virus.
So is it possible that by upregulating these MAIT cells, we could actually suppress a virus?
Well, yeah, that's one way you could in the future use these cells. Yeah, so you could try and induce these cells in the body if they turn out to indeed have an antiviral effect.
So what do we do naturally that causes biosynthesis of these MAIT cells? Like activity, exercise, do they produce when we sleep? How do we leverage and improve MAIT cell production?
Well, I think you just suggested some great ideas for new studies, because I don't think anybody has yet studied the effect of sleep or exercise on these cells. And maybe this is something I should do, because I do a lot of sports myself. But what we do know is that these cells develop during, after you're born, you get more and more of these cells, but then once you reach adulthood and age further, they decline again.
What age? But, what age? 30?
Sorry?
What age did you say they start to decline?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but once you're an adult, they'll start to decline when you're aging.
I wonder, so there's a lot of interest in a peptide called thymosin beta 4, and
yeah,
it's produced by the thymus cell. It has it's not only one of the immune function cells, but it seems to have the ability to actually protect against collateral damage from ischemic events and a lot of other interesting things.
And all
right, it seems to diminish, as do many of the molecules produced by the thymus gland around the age of 30. We see the thymus gland shrinks. We see these production of the. I wonder if there's a relationship between these thymus hormones and MAIT cells.
Yeah, well, it's. I think people are trying to study this, and thus far they haven't identified what it is within the human body that induces these cells. So it would be definitely something scientists should explore. Because so far we only know that certain chemicals from bacteria can activate these cells and now indirectly also viruses, but we don't know what it is within the human body that triggers them to proliferate after birth.
Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break because I know that we only have you for a short time, and I have some more questions on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Six million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
100% avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the TendoGuard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Bonnie Van Wilgenberg. We're talking about mate cells. They could be the answer to controlling viruses. So we produce these. We have them in our body. Is there any evidence that people with higher mate cells can be exposed to viruses but don't succumb to them with symptoms?
This we haven't seen this yet, no.
You know, I can't help but think about the microbes in our gut.
Yeah.
When we talk about the immune system, we realize that really we're really talking about these microbes that that we have a symbiotic relationship with, and some are good for us and some are bad for us.
Yeah.
Is it possible that these mate cells are actually produced in the gut?
They're not. They're present in the gut. This is where originally they were actually also found. That's why they have the name mucosal associated, because the gut is a mucosal organ. So they are in the gut, but it's not where they develop. They develop in the thymus.
So they do develop in the thymus.
Well, they come out of the thymus and develop in the cord blood, yeah.
You know, the thymus is really an interesting gland. Yeah. For those of you who eat sweetbreads, you're actually eating thymus. It's the major proponent of our immune system, but it seems to just kind of stop working as we get older. And that's if research was done to improve the longevity and functionality of the thymus, I think a lot of diseases would go by the wayside. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I guess it's sort of how the body develops. So I wouldn't necessarily only target the thymus, but you could also try and eventually the immune cells go from the thymus into the tissues and the organs, and they might be there all your life, and it's outside factors that might reduce the cells in the tissue. As with the mate cells, it looks like maybe certain infections might then kill off the cells. So you might want to look for targets that help keep the cells alive and keep them present in the organ.
So what do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from this research?
Well, there's several things that are quite interesting. So one thing is just the idea that we are still discovering new cell types. This is a cell type that's quite abundant. So 10% of all your T cells in your blood are this type of cell. And in, for example, your liver, which is, for example, the place where hepatitis C virus is located when it infects the body, it can be up to 50% of your T cells. So we have this very abundant cell type that was only discovered a few years ago. So one major message is that we're continuously developing and discovering very new important ways to improve our health.
Really. Very, very good. Listen, I want to thank you. I know you're pressed for time. And I want to thank you for making time to come on the show, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Take care. There you have it. That's this show. We have nothing else to talk about. I want to thank everybody for listening today, and we've got lots of great shows the rest of the week, so hope you can tune in live. And if you can't tune in live, you know you've got the podcast, and I'd like you to help me by sharing your podcasts with other people. If you have topics that you think other people will benefit from, please send them a link, and let's help Superhuman Radio go viral. See you tomorrow.
Superhuman Radio has the smart